of Soweto echoes around a thoroughly British institution, as thoroughly British figures gathered to celebrate a South African icon. The prince here representing the Queen. Prime ministers past and present joining Nelson Mandela's family, friends and political peers to remember not just the man, but what he achieved. In the vast crowd, the British actor who recently immortalised Mandela in film. But so many here needed no reminder of his extraordinary achievements. They had walked the long road to freedom with him.
I use this great pulpit to say on behalf of our people, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. How I wish you could open our hearts and see the depth of our gratitude.
And then his daughters, his admirers, heard that famous voice again as the inaugural address of South Africa's first black president was replayed to the congregation.
A rainbow nation at peace with itself and the world.
The power of that moment still remembered by those who fought apartheid from Britain.
Not only his renowned wisdom, tolerance and steely leadership, but Nelson Mandela's endearing personality made him perhaps the international icon of our era, with at least to those who had the privilege of knowing him, an impish, mischievous wit.
As if to underline Mandela's hopes of unity, the anthems of two nations emanated from the Abbey. Bringing to an end a service which had drawn so many influential figures, testament to the former president's enduring legacy. Later this year, a Mandela memorial stone will be laid inside Westminster Abbey, the kind of tribute afforded to few, but then few achieved what he did. And in Britain, as well as South Africa, people remember. Michelle Clifford, Sky News at Westminster Abbey in London.